when we were sharing last night, I realized what Father is really doing with us. He says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, I will lift up a banner, a standard against it. So what is that standard? Well, we know that standard is Judah. You must send Judah first. So in order to do that, let me show us where we are on the cosmic clock right now. And we're going to start over here so we can make a understanding of the plan of the ages in history that we have history of. The age of the ox in Taurus is what we have the history about. You see all the bulls and calves and all those things in that time of history. And, of course, the ox speaks of your and my will. It's very personal to each of us. And that will has to be changed. In 1 John, I think it's 1 John, not 1 John, St. John, the first chapter, 13th verse, talks about the four kinds of will in mankind. I probably need to show that chart if I had any idea where it was. If I can find it. I'm not too prepared, am I? Oh. Sorry, y'all. I don't know where to put it. One of my charts. Well, I'll declare.
One of the astrology.
It's the wheel chart. That's what I'm looking for. And it's somewhere. Sorry, y'all, just visit or whatever till I find it. Here it is. In the camp of the ox, we have Ephraim. It's called the camp of Ephraim, actually. This is found in Numbers 2, second chapter. It goes all through the divine order of the Father. I believe in order. I believe God is a military God. Not that he's like coming down here to whack us or anything. Not that kind of God. But he expects us to walk in some sort of order. And he does the ordering. It was like this morning. Nobody had anything planned. We're just letting her fly and letting her roll. Anyway, those four wheels shows our nature when we first have our encounter with what we call divinity. It's an angry, kicking bull. This is the sacrifice of the priest. You got to lay all the bull down. And it's you leave all the BS outside the gate. That don't get to come in. And then we move this. God tames us as we come to him. And as we grow, he breaks our will. You see this in a little calf. I grew up on a farm. My granddaddy had that kind of bull. And I wouldn't get out in the pasture when he was there or anything. Or this one, I didn't get in front of it either because I didn't trust it. But this, I could play with, lay my face against, pet, kiss, because its will is broken. The scripture tells us that as we evolve, that happens. The broken will, and then we see the seraphim, which has not a will of its own. It's not determined to do anything on its own without Father. Yeah. Not my will, but thine be done. Absolutely. We find that. It's awesome. Anyway, this is the camp of Ephraim. So just kind of wanted you to see that picture, which has to do with your willpower. Speed, I need this up somewhere. Just do it wherever. Oh, I forgot to tell us where we are today. In a minute. Right there, it's okay. We've done that before. Don't you love our props? Anyway, of course, we're living in the age of Aquarius. Joe was talking about that last night, following the man with a pitcher. Jesus said, follow the man with a pitcher. Okay, you see this man with his pitcher, don't you? He's pouring out a constant river of light. And he also has a fish that's receptive, receiving it. How do we be receptive? Oh, you get in tune. It's like they said, get up in the morning and work on yourself, your relationship. Feel God. Feel the oneness. Feel the unity. Tell yourself how beautiful and how needed you are. It's easy. Forget all that other stuff you've thought about. Anyway, this is where we are today. And we're in the house of Judah. That's the house of praise. This is the sun sign that's ruling right now. And this is interesting because yesterday our moon sign became Cancer. Cancer is the most feeling sign. It can feel. How many Cancers does it take to turn on a light bulb? Only one. But he has to consult his therapist first. All of you know Cancers, don't you? Rogus is a Cancer. Morgan's a Cancer. Seems like somebody else lately. Oh, she's not here today. This thing. So, this is where we are. So this can get very interesting, and it certainly was displayed in our beginning of our worship here. The scripture says, let the worshipers go before the throne. I love worship. I love worship. I love worship with the body, and I'm going to have it. There's nothing standing in the way of worship. So we just come together and let whatever, whoever, be on display. It's wonderful. It's just wonderful. It bathes us. It cleanses us. Well, didn't mean to do that. Now, go that way. This I have to have so we can see. The progression of the equinoxes is backward for us. We're marching backward in time. That's how the thing goes. It's counterclockwise. So we went through the age of Taurus. The next age was the age of the Lamb, Aries. In this age we saw Jesus Christ born. This is the age where Abraham was offering up Isaac. God said, Abraham, the thing you love the most, the thing you love the most, you bring that to me. And I want you to sacrifice it. Faith here. Okay, so Abraham does this, and as he's about to slay his son, God said, nope, there's a ram over there in the thicket. A ram in the thicket speaks of the evening sacrifice. And we are that evening sacrifice with our head stuck in the thicket is the body of Christ.
Yes.
Where's your head? In the body. Absolutely. It's wonderful. And then we moved to the age of the fishes, or Pisces, and here we had the chained woman. But the church ruled, remember? It was all about church and woman submitting to man.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm not against that, but need to act like a man if I'm going to submit to him. It's got to be that right spirit. So it starts with us building a relationship with that we are, and just saying, what would you have? How do you want it today? Not making all these big plans and lesson plans and all that stuff. Okay, the woman is chained here. But in this, in the age of Aquarius, where we are presently, this woman is hid with Christ in God. You don't have to see her. She's totally free. Because the divine feminine lives within him. Do we need her? Of course we do. God said to Adam, it's not good for you to be alone. Because he had done called all the beasts and everything, and nothing could fellowship Adam. Zero. So God said, I'm going to use a stun gun on you, and I'm going to put you to sleep. And when I put you to sleep, I'm going to reach inside of you and show you a beautiful thing that you can have a relationship with. You can give her seed and she will give you children. Awesome. That is born out of a relationship, and we see it in marriage or whatever. Anyway, so we're marching backward and we live here right now. But this is the point I wanted to make. God said, send Judah first. Doing great day in the morning. Let's see. Where is that thing?
Over here.
Here's Judah right here at the bottom of this chart. And why would he say, send Judah first? Because that's the last age to manifest. If you see the Sphinx, you see the head of a woman and the tail of a lion. That's the circular motion of the cosmic calendar, so to speak. And the head and the tail are connected. Are you aware of the picture of the Sphinx? Okay. So that is the last sign. That's where all things are finished. But if we're sending Judah first, why does he take the last age and tell us to send Judah first?
Well, should be last.
Yes. Right. Let's move on. I'll show us this maybe. The next age we will come to is Capricorn or Naphtali. You couple these with the tribes. The heavens and the earth shall have to marry.
Yes.
There has to be a connection, or it don't mean anything. I know people that just live in what they call heaven. Well, I've had my share of hell, and it made me really appreciate heaven.
Yes.
But it didn't say there wasn't no hell.
No.
There's a suffering. It's just not the burning kind you get rid of. It's one of them things that stays with you and teaches you beautiful lessons. Like John was sharing last night, we take that coin and turn it over or wait for the outcome. And it's usually a beautiful thing, the route that God has taken us. So you see, we're moving backward. The age of Capricorn will be a sacrificial age, and it will be a demanding age. I'm saying we need to get it done over here in this age, because in that age, all men will be required to be responsible for themselves and whatever around them. Responsibility is beautiful, and we need it. So he puts things in our path to deal with, to live with, to accept, to love, to go through hell with. So that's the age of Capricorn, and that is count with me. That is an age coming up. And then we have Sagittarius, the guy with the quiver on his back that is shooting an arrow. He has a point to make. If you know a Sagittarius, I promise you, they have a quiver full. And they're a fire sign, so they're pretty sharp. And then we move into the age of the Scorpion, Scorpio. Okay? In the birthing order of Israel, that's Dan. Dan had to take that as his. Well, he actually adapted the eagle, but in the sky it was a scorpion. And he never did attain to the eagle status anyway. So, but in the marching order, we see Dan. Let's see.
Isn't that interesting that Pluto is their planet and they're trying to do away with Pluto as part of our...
Oh, yes. Well, we need to acknowledge Pluto because it's the planet of death and regeneration. Now, the death I'm not too wild about, but something has to die first before something can live.
Right.
I mean, we get up every morning and walk through our valley of dry bones into a resurrected day.
Yeah.
Can the bones live? Of course they can live.
Yeah.
Ezekiel, can the bones live? I don't know. But I don't do that anymore. They can live, do you hear me? And they can breathe and walk.
Yeah.
And they're a mighty company, this valley of dry bones that we go through. Every day, every morning, we're creators, so we can get up. And I mean, you feel that, well, especially with the moon in Cancer, you might feel a little low because it has to do with suffering. If the moon's in Cancer, you feel that the depth. Yes.
When does that change?
Every 2.5 days, the moon changes. Watch your moon's sign and how your mood is when the moon is a certain place. It's easy to find out where it is. And I thought it was so interesting that we were going into Cancer when y'all came, because that meant our worship would get high, because we're lifting ourselves out of that place. You could just feel it this morning. And worship does that. I can be in the lowest place, put on my music, and just be still. And, you know, take the intellect and kill it first.
Yeah.
And let that emotion, that tender, tender thing that lives within you, come forth and heal all that stuff that that lying mind's telling you. Because he's a liar.
Oh, yes.
And listen, Scripture says the carnal mind is in enmity with God. It is not redeemable, and neither can it be. It is totally hostile to worship.
Oh, yes.
It's hostile to worship.
Yes.
It's saying, I don't want to worship. Well, I want to worship.
Me too.
And I'm going to.
Amen. Me too.
Absolutely. So that's what we do. But anyway, forgot where I was. Dan. Right here is Dan. You see him on the northern camp. The winds that blow upon our lives daily so bespeak where we are and what's happening to us. If the north wind blows, it's adversarial. But that's okay. Things regenerate in the darkness and all that. So we need the north wind. But we don't especially like it. And most everyone of us will be going, what is this about? And thanks for picking me out. You know, self-pity. Anyway, that's how the north wind blows. But how they marched, I guess I better say that, was sending Judah first, which was the eastern camp. And it just baffles me that God would take the very last age and send them first. But the scripture bears it out everywhere. Reach inside yourself and make that connection, which is Judah. This is your emotional side. This is the, that's the intellectual side, which is the camp of Dan. And they were never allowed to march first. Not one time. They were always last to march. So what do you do with your intellect? You just sift through that thing. It brings thoughts, but then you decide when the thought comes, hey, I've had this thought before, and I think you raped me, you dude, this bad thought. So do you keep thinking that thought? If you attach a desire to it, you will it to be, and it comes out in your emotions, where you move, what you are. So we don't need to go there, so to speak. Anyway, this western camp is the camp of will that I just explained to you, willpower. This camp is the camp of desire. The camp of Reuben has three signs: Gad, Reuben, Simeon. But Reuben led. Why the camp of desire? Because the first thing that happens to us is when we're awakened to divinity, we go, oh, I see. I really see now. I didn't see that before. Where was I? And it causes that God desire,
yes,
to begin to reach. Now, we do reach in the wrong places occasionally and get our fingers bit for doing that. But we learn to look at that desire that we're looking at and say, hey, Father, what is this about? It's like an insatiable hunger for you, more of you, more of you. So God gives us a record in the scripture, because Reuben was very full of desire, but his own mind. He decided, well, this is how it went. He kept looking at his stepmother, Bilhah. Her name means fear, trembling, all the negative things you can think of. And he thought to himself, well, my father's not paying any attention to Bilhah. She's not getting any glory or anything, and he's not protecting her. So I'm going to step in there and do it for him. The only thing is, it fell on him, that lust, because it was not the father's heart. He fell a-lusting and had a relationship with her that caused him to not be the firstborn. We're living in Aquarius right now, folks. So we can be deceived with our desires. We have to look deep and say, is this what you want for me, Father? And really listen to it. Because sometimes he says, you can do it, but I don't think so. And I've done it. Whatever I thought I had to have, you know, chocolate cake, eat the whole thing, see what happens. Or, you know, whatever it is, too much booze, you know, you think, well, that'll make me feel good. Well, it is a little escape mechanism for a short time. But if you get too much of it, you can't get your head off the pillow in the morning because you're hungover. Anyway, So this is the camp of desires, and then that leaves the emotion. That is the only thing of Father that we can really show, manifest, because it has to do with movement, where you stand, how you emote your physical man. So
that whole Eastern Gate goes first?
Yes, Judah first. He marches first.
The Leos.
Yes, Leo. The lion goes first.
The Eastern Camp begins the march and also ends it.
Well, we could get in Scripture and read that. They didn't want to get bogged down in the Word.
Well, I mean, if you just go by the procession of the equinoxes,
yes,
it would be lion, crab, twins, on down,
yeah,
ending with the Virgin.
Well, the lion and the crab and the Virgin are in the eastern side, Zebulun. It's actually Judah, Issachar, and Zebulun in the Scripture. So you have to understand those guys in Scripture. If you study their personality, how they were birthed, how they lived, and look at their destiny order, you see a whole different thing. Where did they come out in time? In the destiny order, there is no Dan. Oh, death, where is your sting? Oh, grave, where is your victory? So in this resurrected life, that's what Speed was talking about this morning. You know that you're immortal, and when you lay this thing down, you're just moving on to something more. I believe something more. Or maybe you'll get to pass this way again. You know, God don't have no failures, so you get to take the test till you pass it. It's over and over. Whatever it takes, you know.
That was a big one.
Well, it's wonderful to me. He's very patient.
Yes. Yeah.
He gives us the power of choice.
And that's why he never changes.
That is so beautiful to me. You make your calling and your election steadfast. You do it. It gets done by you saying, hello, I'm a worshiping. I'm going to do what I feel my Father would have me to do, come hell or high water, and it will.
Yeah, it will.
It'll come hell and high water. He owes us to our word, but there comes a lot of joy with it also. It's a beautiful, beautiful Father. So he says, you send Judah first and the victory will be won. And I need to do a little scripture so y'all won't think I've lost my mind. In Judges. I was using a different Bible, so I may really be lost here. Yes, it's a little story I related quickly last night over in Judges where the Levite priest had a wife. And Benjamin, being the son of my right hand, okay, let's find Benjamin over here. Benjamin is Gemini. I always struggle with this. Where is it?
Yellow.
Okay. Benjamin. Remember, his name means twin, because when Rachel was having Benjamin, he was the last child she had. She had two. You know, Jacob had four wives, so to speak. He had Leah, Bilhah, Leah, Zilpah, Rachel, and Bilhah. Four women in his life. Look at it. Four women. Do you see this, that you are the soul of God living upon this earth? You are His divine feminine that He's using to express Himself constantly.
That's beautiful.
It was so pretty this morning, the different, the singing, the dancing, the loving that you feel. Our love feast, Morgan and his girl walked in. I said, "You got in the middle of our love feast." Don't you love it? Love it, love it. Now to see where I'm going. Anyway, the man had a concubine that he loved very much.
What chapter?
It's Judges, starting in 19, begins the story, and I don't want to read because it takes so long to tell it. But some of you that are scholars of Scripture, if you're not, then you ought to be. Because this is written on the tables of my understanding. It's the thing that gets me there. It's the living word wrapped in your flesh and your blood. You are that living word walking around, breathing on mankind life and resurrected life. Anyway, Benjamin, Gemini, the twin. Why the twin? Well, it's Gemini is double-minded, double-hearted, a lot of doubles. So it can be of one mind one minute and another mind the next. I have some family members that are Geminis. And one minute they are an angel. And the next minute they've got like a devil with a pitchfork out of hell. So they're like bipolar. So anyway, and their air sign, knowing they're an airhead. You know, just knowing. Because they're not stable, usually. This is now a lower Gemini, not one that's grown in their ascension, and people are in different places with that. But in this story, he said, "I'm top dog." So he went in, Benjamin and his men, army, and they raped that woman all night. Can you not see the church system here? Forcing the woman for 2,000 years to live under their damned law. Can you not see that? This is exactly what Benjamin did. He was forcing the female. We don't have to force the female. She gets here with a little willingness because she's a woman. It's just that plain. She will, unless she's been abused or what all those things are. Anyway, so the children of Israel gathered together to see what they were supposed to do. They go to inquire of God all the time. And people forget about that. You just have to have the relationship and say, "Father." And I do it to the smallest thing, to my cooking, the way I dress. I get to be me. You don't want to dress? I don't care. But I do.
We're with you.
So I get to be me. And I'll let you be you. And I told the ladies last night, the rest of mankind can get naked and lay in a pile. I don't care. But me, I want to be me. Be a female. Anyway, so they inquire of the father. And let's see if I can find what he says to them. Because Benjamin was so fierce, they were afraid of him. They were mighty at that time. So they were afraid of who was God going to use to stand them down. So I'm trying to find that scripture. I was using my other Bible, so I can't find anything in this thing. Okay. Anyway, I'm just going to tell you because I can't see it right this minute.
The inquired part is verse 18 of chapter 20.
Who said that?
2018 for the inquired part.
Absolutely. And the children of Israel arose and went to the house of God. and ask counsel of God and said, well, you are that house of God. You ask counsel for yourself. You're your own priest. Please don't be running to somebody for something all the time. Of course, we need to let the body rub off on us. I listen to the body. Hear whatever people are saying, especially our Sundays after worship. I listen to what we're saying. Because that's where we're going. It's not just my voice. It needs to be in harmony, number one, with the rest of the body. How do I know they're the body? Because they're going the straight and narrow path. They're not taking the easy way out. They're saying, send me, Lord, I'll go. Anyway, which of us shall go up first to battle against the children of Benjamin? And it says, Judah shall go first. Okay, hold your finger there and go to Numbers 2. Numbers 2 and 9 says, all that were numbered in the camp of Judah were 100,000 and 80,000 and 6,400 throughout their armies. If you took those numbers and broke them down, you would see the spiritual significance, but I'm not. These shall first set forth. Well, that to me, when I first started studying this, it was a mind-boggler. Always send Judah first. That started in Numbers 2, and it ran throughout the Bible, even in the destiny order, Judah's first. Okay, how do we send Judah first in us? We reach inside. It may have to pass through, and it does have to pass through your intellect. John, are you listening? I want to ask you something. Tell me what you said about the intellect the last two or three times we've talked about this. I liked what you said about the intellect, how it comes in. You said it last night.
You take it in, you identify it, and then you correlate it.
Absolutely.
So whatever systems we are, we take in whatever comes in at whatever frequency it is. We identify what that frequency is.
Yes.
At that point in time, we can identify its source.
Yes.
We still identify its source at that point. And then we begin correlating it with all the other things that are in our system to connect it with all.
Absolutely.
The other.
See, it's a fast thing because the thought comes. And if you've had an issue, if you can just think about where that thought took you before. How do I trace this dude down? Well, the scripture says, or teaches us, the smeller's the feller. Okay? It's a thing called discernment. How do you detect, like John said, you first figure it out what frequency it's of. That don't take a brain surgeon. I can tell you in a heartbeat if it's a foul spirit or self-righteous or whatever. We're smart beings. If you have a relationship, there'll be a, you better back off, right? Just keep your mouth shut, like Francis said. Shut up. No talking. Anyway, when we realize where that train of thinking has taken us, we know, Mr. Custer, I don't want to go there no more. I've done that, and it's been a bad scene. So we don't attach a desire to it, will it to be, and then move it out with our emotions. And you do have to think about things before you do them. When I'm cooking or whatever, I'm thinking about cooking. Because I don't want to die. I'd cut myself or whatever. I'm not pay attention. Keep the plow in the middle of the road and plow a straight furrow. I promise you, if you're breaking up new and fallow ground within yourself, you're going to run into all kinds of dudes as you plow. Daddy plow, and up pop a snake. Has that ever happened to you when you're plowing? Where did that snake come from? Oh, what is that? Well, I think his name is Ego. I despise that dude when I see it in myself or anybody else. Supposed to stick him on a pole, you know. That's what John was doing with his sine wave last night. He had that serpent on a stick. How do you live, Israel? Fix your gaze up on the serpent that's lifted up. And I believe that was Jesus Christ. There may have been others. I don't have a relationship with them. And it's cool that they're there. But my relationship in this fold is with JC and the boys. And that's the way it works. That's where how I came and how I intend to live my being. Not just Jesus the man, though he was very important because he overcome the things that I couldn't do. He showed me you can do it, you can do it. The little engine that could. You can do it. Right, Vance? You can do it. He gave me courage that you can live in this and still be divine. It's wonderful. I love my divinity. And I love my humanity because we are being crucified on a cross in time and space. That's where we're living right now. It's wonderful, don't you think, to be called who you are? I look at your faces and it's holiness. Everything is holy now. Holiness. I look at mankind different than I ever have, with a heart that wants to help. Compassion. Use it. It is your necessary bread. Be compassionate, loving, show care on any and every realm that you can. That doesn't mean you have to take abuse from anyone, but just reach out and touch. You look at, I go to Walmart a lot. That's where I do a lot of shopping. That's why they're getting rich off my money. But anyway, I watch people's countenance. And there's a lot of unhappy people. So focused that they can't stop and smile. Enjoy your moments, people. Enjoy your moments with each other, your family. What you're doing, enjoy it. Take time. Quit thinking about the next thing you're planning to do and do this. It's awesome. You keep your mind on it. Yet you have a focus. Remember, Jesus came. And the scripture said he set his face like a flint to go to Jerusalem, just like we do. We set our face like a flint because we're headed toward resurrection. Was he going to die on a cross? Of course. And that's what we're doing. We're still wiggling up there. A little bit. But it's wonderful. The humanity is wonderful. So love your humanity. Love what you are, who you are, your relationships. Build them. I mean, in this group, we treasure each other. We treasure each other. God did that through us. Was there a price to pay? Well, maybe you need to ask Pete Francis and Karen. They've been with me for 30 years, so we've been through up, we've been through down. We've been every way just about that you could be. But God made us one thing, steadfast. Where are you going? My feelings is hurt. Well, pick that feeling up and put it where the sun don't shine. Don't use the dang feeling. That's a negative emotion. Because the emotions of this line that is marching first is one that just persuades mankind. our little quiet Leo back here got out of his cage last night. And I listened to him. He growled at every camp. And that's what Leo does. That's what Judah does. It goes to you, that emotion that's so full of love, and it says, you can do this, do this, do this. Move with a cloud. Move with that where it's touching and healing and loving and lifting. Folks, in America, I'm watching young folks, and they're drinking shot after shot to be happy. Jesus, you don't have to go there. They're full of self-loathing and have not direction, so many of them. Please. We've got 40 acres. We're turning the rig around. It doesn't have to stay in this mold that it's in, because we're knowing who we are. Mankind's waking up. It's not just our little group that we know about. It's all over our earth. There are little groups full of life. And maybe in some churches. I don't know. I haven't been to church so long. I don't think I need to go back there, but anyway, let me see where I was going now. Completely got off. This is the age of the scorpion, the tribe of Dan, and that's right after the Sagittarius age. God told Judah, you march first, you and the priest, and you go 3 days' journey down the road. Okay, so we're living right here, Aquarius. He says, I want you to march 3 days' journey down the road ahead of everybody out and search out the land where you're going. Boy, if we could use that wisdom where we're stepping in our thinking, in our living, in our breathing, in all of that. Anyway, so this is one day, the Capricornian age. The Sagittarian age is two. The age of Scorpio, according to the destiny order, is not there. Because we, in this age, are saying judgment begins at the house of God, whose house I am. I take responsibility for this. And I'm not judged anymore because I'm finished there. Nor do I look at people and judge them in the same way. So there is no Dan in the destiny order. There is no judgment because we are finishing it right here. So since this is not there, we will move right into the age of Libra, which is the age of the priest, Levi. Do you see how we're marching? And this calendar is not particularly right. I'm just using it to show you history and where we're going. We will march ahead and are doing it. I saw us doing it last night. We're reaching down into that emotional connection and bringing it up here with us.
Virgo, Leo, and Cancer are all in emotional.
Yes. Have to do with the emotions.
And Leo is polar opposite of Aquarius.
Yes.
So there's an influence there.
Absolutely. I wish we had time to do the polar opposites.
Yeah, that would be good.
John and he's got a whole bunch of stuff on that. It was wonderful. We just hadn't got all those charts done because it seems like God has been taking our group and we're just group teaching. I love it. Oh, I love it. It's so good because then I get to eat everything that is on the table. And if I don't want it, I don't have to eat it. If I do, I eat it. It makes me grow. So you can see how we're reaching down into the heart of God. Jesus Christ was born in Leo. You do know that, don't you? He was the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Isn't that what Scripture calls him? Mm-hmm. Who follows the Lamb whithersoever he goeth? That one that's married to him. Wherever the Lamb goeth, and he goeth in places you wouldn't dream.
Absolutely.
But it's okay, because you're protected. You have the relationship, the emotion of it. You're able to show that, reaching way ahead of you, bringing it out and giving it to whomever you meet. You know, just, I just want to hold people sometime. You know, when I see their misery or certain situations. Anyway, it's in us. God puts that in us to respond to these situations, and pretty impetuously, I think. But it's good. I went to see my son at jail. I told some of you this story. We were there a while because he was having an adjudication. And when that was over, of course, it was positive. I was happy. I had been watching a little girl outside the jail, and she had food with her. And I thought, she must be pretty innocent because you can't take food to anybody in the jail. And I saw her talking to one of the women guards, and the woman guard was shaking her head no. So the girl went and sat on the curb, and I could tell she was crying. And I had not thought one thing about speaking to her. But as I walked by her, the Holy Spirit got me by the nape of the neck. And I just reached for her. I said, "Are you okay?" And she jumped up into my arms. Just somebody to care, folks. It's easy. It's in you. He said, "I'll leave you a comforter, not a killer. I'm leaving you a comforter." And that's a ghost called holy. Whew. I can dig it. It's a wonderful thing to have that warmth wash over you. The Spirit moved so last night, I could have swam in it. And this morning too. Why? Because we're pulling that tortoise. We're lifting this thing to another level. We know who we are. We're born in the house of I am. The house of I am. Absolutely. So I don't know what else I was going to say. It's probably gotten too late. I don't.
Journey out.
Huh?
3 days journey out.
You want me to go over that some more?
No, Leo went out. That's what you guys said.
Well, yes, we are reaching toward the 12th. This is the 12th age. I know this is numbered because what we were doing was a step in history. And that's what I had already drawn, and I didn't want to do it over. Because it takes a lot of time to write. But Leo is the 12th age. So we are marching through these things, and this is bringing the golden age. It started with Aquarius. With the dawning of Aquarius began the revolution of sunlight, day. The evening's over. Everything God did in a created form, he said, and the evening and the morning were the first day. Never did he begin in the morning. But the morning's here now. We're done with that evening. The morning time's here. So we can rejoice in the next 6,000 years or however many, it's going to be 12,000, right? We got some more to go. Let's see, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 more ages. Notice the beautiful things you get to go through, though. As this happens in us because the universe is in every man. There's a universe in each one of you. You get to order your world. How do you think whatsoever's lovely? What's lovely? a good report. Is there some negative going on? Of course. That has to be to cause the contrast and for us to understand that the contrast is good also. However, I'm looking for great things in this age.
Well, that's why it says God speaks from the darkness. He speaks from the light, too, but we don't listen to him because we're having a good time.
Morgan, thank you.
Profound.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I don't know if I need to go on. I'm kind of feel like I need to quit. But yeah, I think I will. And if you've got questions, we'll talk. You know, and something in particular you want to ask.
Well,